All right, let's get over to our next guest because we're being told that the US is exploring the possibility of new export controls that would limit China's access to some of the most powerful emerging computing technologies. We're joined now by Jordan Strauss, Kroll Managing Director and Kroll Institute Fellow. Jordan, thank you for joining us. Let's just look at what is perhaps the bigger picture here. This is about not just semiconductors, which is a very, very wide subject, but also in technologies to do with AI and quantum computing. Is it now really explicit that the White House is doubling down in its efforts to contain China?
Hey, Rich, it's nice to spend the morning with you in Bloomberg. Absolutely clear. We've seen that happen over the past few weeks where the Biden administration has finally settled on and really doubled down on a very aggressive strategy. You saw that 2 weeks ago with the release of the new national security strategy, which identifies China as the primary geopolitical competitor in the world with the United States, with the change in verification for certain Chinese companies that are engaged in advanced semiconductor research. And these rumors are certainly fitting with all of that. It's clear that the future of national security and national prosperity, as much as it's been energy for the last 100 years, is high technology, is quantum AI and other chip-enabled stuff. So the Biden administration is recognizing that the chips are the new oil, and they're doing everything they can to try to create a competitive advantage for America.
So in terms of timing, Jordan, do you think that the horse has left the barn, so to speak? I mean, is there still time to contain China in this way, or have they already, or the country writ large, has it kind of advanced its own ambition to the extent that they have done work in quantum computing and AI?
So there's been a lot of very healthy competition between the current great powers in this space, and that will continue. I think that the administration's actions and the actions that other Western governments are considering, in the United States, the passage of the so-called CHIPS Act, and the Western equivalents of that are likely about to pass in a few European countries, have made clear that everybody is trying to bring this stuff closer to their shores to build a domestic ability to conduct R&D and to conduct fabrication of advanced technologies. I would say, by the way, that competition is good, and not just good long-term for companies that are engaged in this, but good for progress and innovation. On the US-China front, there's been so much tension for the last 20 years that I think short of a real diplomatic or scientific breakthrough, the next year or two are probably gonna be fairly difficult to navigate.
Jordan, my colleague in the studio is Brian Curtis, and he's got a doozy of a question here. It's, would it make a difference if China were a free country? And going on to say, is it competition or is it politics?
great question, Brian. This is about the most critical developing technologies in the national security space. So these things can be used for everything from automated vehicles to automated drones to missiles and to very, very advanced cybersecurity challenges, particularly with cryptography. I think that the states, regardless of their way of government, are competing as private actors are, and they're competing with all of their might.
So we have Antony Blinken today, Secretary of State, picking up on what I thought was kind of an obvious conclusion based on the speech the other night from President Xi, that Taiwan has created a much faster timeline, or I'm sorry, mainland China has created a much faster timeline for its seizure of Taiwan. How does this enter into the conversation around advanced technologies?
So Taiwan is the source of, depending on who you talk to, between 50 and 80% of the market to include fabrication for certain kinds of next generation semiconductor technologies, particularly the kinds of things that you need to do really, really powerful computational exercises. So there's a regional security issue, and then there's also kind of a concentration of knowledge there. As far as the US and the West are concerned, in addition to the other strategic priorities to keeping Taiwan free, the loss of Taiwan would also represent, you know, perhaps not a crippling, but a very serious setback in terms of access to not just the kinds of semiconductors that we need to power the technology of today, but also the promise of the future. And I'd note, by the way, that I suspect that's one of the reasons that the U.S. CHIPS Act received such wide bipartisan support, that there was an overwhelming recognition that the U.S. and the West's dependence on Asia, and particularly on Taiwan, for advanced technology development was near total.
Yeah, very interesting times. Great conversation, Jordan. Thank you so much for being with us. Jordan Strauss there. He is managing director at Kroll. He is also a Kroll Institute Fellow.